The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Christina Aguilera teased that she might surprise everyone with a Super Bowl performance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy.
Any talks of you joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl to do a little moves like Jagger?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. All right.
What's plead the fifth mean?
Means she's not going to talk about it. So clearly there might be something going on there. Because if she wasn't, she would just say no, right?
I guess.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I think you're right. I think she'll be there. It'll be interesting who they actually get to come there. Because I like Maroon 5, but they can't do the show by themselves.
I love Travis Scott, though. This is kind of surprising and not surprising at the same time. Bill Cosby ranks high on the list of favorite prisoners at the State Correctional Institute in Phoenix. His spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt, says he's visited Cosby at the Pennsylvania prison more than a dozen times, and whenever the disgraced TV father enters a visiting area, other inmates and their families shower him with cheers and applause. This is insane. This guy committed crimes. One of the convicted sex offenders' biggest supporters is a white female correction staff officer who grew up watching The Cosby Show. Wyatt says that the other guards are also very respectful. They call him Mr. Cosby. This is beyond me. I get it. You might love The Cosby Show, but that does not take away from what he was doing for decades while that show was on.
Do you think in prison, like, they have Jell-O and they have pudding? Like, they're like, yo, hey, Bill, you want some of your J-E-L-L-O?
It's alive.
I don't understand that. I'm guessing that's like a reference from before my time.
What?
Liv. Hold on. We have to hold the garbage. Go ahead.
I told you your thing is you look. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Google Bill Cosby later.
Okay.
Jell-O and pudding.
Jell-O and pudding. Noted. Wow. I will do that. But yeah, I think they have Jell-O and pudding in jail. I wouldn't know.
Then you're like, oh my God.
Does he still get royalties on it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I hope not. Ariana Grande tried to fix her new palm tattoo, but made it worse. The tattoo, which is written in Japanese, was supposed to read Seven Rings in honor of her new single, which is a banger. A character was missing from the tattoo, which changed the meaning of the tattoo to a barbecue grill instead of Seven Rings. In an Instagram story yesterday, Grande revealed a tweak to the tattoo. She got an additional Japanese character and a heart. Problem is, it still doesn't say what it was supposed to say.
What does it say?
Grande added the Japanese character for finger, but sources say the placement is off and it actually now reads Japanese barbecue finger. That poor girl, she's already been through so much in her life. Can just something go right for her for once?
No, that's why you don't get dumb tattoos. I don't feel bad for her anymore.
Do they have barbecue grills in Japan?
I would think so. Well, I know Korean barbecue is super popular, so they might kind of have a Japanese style of that.
Good call.
Fuller House will end with the upcoming fifth and final season on Netflix. Candace Cameron Bure says, we're saving the best for last. No exact premiere date for the final season was announced aside from fall 2019. This doesn't surprise me. I know everyone was super excited about this at the beginning, but I don't know anyone who's kind of like kept up with
it. I watched three episodes of Fuller House.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so disappointing.
Yeah, I didn't even watch an episode, but I felt like there was so much hype around it and it just kind of disappointed everyone.
If Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were there, it would have been a banger.
Duh, they were the stars from the beginning.
Did you actually even watch?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. I used to love that show.
Yeah, but then what? Did you love Full House or Fuller House?
I've never watched Fuller House. I've watched every episode of Full House.
I've watched Full House, but okay. I thought it was stupid. I was like, oh, wow, they're so upset because a senior in high school got caught kissing her boyfriend. Like, come on, geez.
My dad used to say that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were my girlfriends.
Is that what he...
Aw.
Because, like, I loved, like, watching them, but I was, like, the same age as them.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, so it wasn't creepy.
Yeah, all right, not at all. Now it is.
Coming up next in the garbage, are Cardi B and Offset back together? I'll tell you in an hour from now.